They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
It is the Business News Hour, and we are sitting with Phil K. James. He is Good Milkshake Digital, and this is called Marketing for Business. Another return visit from our dear friend Phil, who has these unique thought processes about how and why customers buy certain things and how you can maybe increase the sales effort in your business, no matter what business it is. Phil, welcome back.
Michael, hey, how's it going?
It's going well, brother. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing
great. We're here in beautiful Beaverdale.
Oh, yeah.
At Grounds for Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a hangout. Do you live close by?
I live about a mile south of here.
Okay.
Not too, right over by Snooki's.
Everybody you knows know Snooki's? What? We should do a show at Snooki's.
Oh, let's do it. You know what? They close on the 22nd, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we might have to do one, you know.
All
this
right.
is what you're missing.
Well, you should talk to the new owner. She's a sweetheart.
We'll do that. So. All right. Yeah, Snooki's.
Yeah.
No wonder you take the kids there all the time.
Oh yeah, they're like I said, they're 3% Snooki's. Like my kids are, you know. So
3%
yeah, they grew up at that spot. We love them there.
What are we talking about today?
Well, it got me thinking a lot about. I've been thinking a lot about what I do as a marketer, and primarily what I do is I try to get new customers in the restaurants. And in a couple other scattered businesses as well, but primarily restaurants. And the first thing I do is I sit down and I figure out how much money it's going to take to get one person in the door. And technically speaking, it's somewhere around $3.
Is that all?
$3 to $5 per customer.
$3 to $5
digitally.
Per customer
right,
for
right.
digital. Yeah, okay.
Right. And so, you know, what that means is that somebody, I usually do this through Facebook ads. Instagram ads are included in there as well. We do a little bit of organic stuff. But then when they actually come in the door, you know, what I had done in the past really has, it's ended there. And so I've been reevaluating things, trying to figure out.
So just getting them in the door.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
so next point then, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so what I realized, and we talked about this last time, is that building a list, we talked about building a list and remarketing to that list, retargeting
right.
to that list,
right.
is sending them offers and getting them back in. And it's this, you know, the idea goes back to this study by the American Restaurant Association that says if you come into a restaurant the first time, the odds of you coming back a second time are 40% over the next 6 months. Now, if you come back a second time, and within that time period, the odds of you coming back a third
much
time
higher, huh?
a third time are going to be 40% again.
Okay, so...
So that's two times. And if you come back a third time, the odds of you being delighted enough to come back a fourth time are 70%.
Because so, you have found a favorite joint.
Right, you just become habitual.
Something.
Right, something about it. It's like whatever it is. You know, this happens to all of us. We try out new places, and then you're like, oh, I tried that a couple years ago. It was good. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's, I don't know what it was about it. We just haven't gone back. It's just, you know. But then we also have, I'm talking about my wife and I, we go to places, call us an old fart married couple, but we go to pretty much the same four or five restaurants.
Yeah, yeah.
And rarely do we try new places. And the ones that we do try that would, like, completely delight us, we're like, oh, we need to go back there. We haven't been back in a while. I think about Exile Brewing. It's one of our favorite places in Des Moines. And we go there because we know, we pretty much know what we're going to get. I don't drink, but she'll have a beer. And we'll sit there and we'll just enjoy our company. And we'll be out of there in about 45 minutes or an hour. And we can get back to the kids. It's just that, like, we know what we're getting.
Sure.
And what I'm trying to get at is, look, let's say it costs $5 to get one customer in the door. What are the things that I've been trying to do is try to increase the frequency of those people coming through the door. So how can I get more of those people, the people that come back? How can I capture the information of those 40% of people that are going to return and just follow them along the process? So that's been the majority of my time is spending figuring out how can I get the
get them
one customer. It's all I have in mind.
and then make them a return customer.
Right.
How do you do that?
Well, there are a couple different ways. There are bounce back offers that you can give to people. So let's say somebody comes in. I already know from my marketing, I know that there were 100 people in the last month that went to a particular restaurant in West Des Moines. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but if I can get 100 new people this month plus 40 of those old people, then right now I'm sitting on 140 total people that I brought into the restaurant. If we do the same thing the next month, we're dealing with 40% of that entire number. So, you know, it becomes just a math game of, you know, let's say I'm sitting on 188 or 190 people the very next month. So I'm able to go back and say, okay, you can do it through loyalty programs. So you've seen these things where people come in. They're like, they get used to using these points. Everybody has a loyalty program for everything. But what that really does is it cements in their mind that you're a really important person for us. You know, Jethro's comes to mind for me. They have a great loyalty program. If I spend $100 there, I'm getting $10 back. I just automatically, in my mind, I'm like, we go to Jethro's because it's good.
It's money back, too.
Right. And it's down the street. So, you know, and then also birthday programs, things like that. Like, somebody has a birthday coming up. We want to make sure that we can honor their birthday by giving them a free dinner or a free whatever. And then we have a couple of things that are like, you know, a Messenger VIP program, for example. We use a Facebook Messenger, a program within Facebook Messenger and email to remind people that they can come in and get a 2-for-1 deal or free appetizer or whatever it is, and getting those people in the second time.
Well, okay. So if... because I just don't know if this works or not, but let's say I go to a restaurant, I've not had the best experience. Maybe it's a little, I might go back, I might not, it's just not something that I was comfortable with. How do you differentiate between the person that really had a good experience versus those that are going, it's all right, but I, you know.
Well, it just becomes a law of averages, right? I mean, there's... You know, you're going to get some restaurants that are special occasion kind of places. What I'm talking about are fast casual, places that require that sort of thing. If you go to a fancy restaurant, the fancy restaurant kind of place is not going to have the return rate of, you know, I'm going to go there maybe once a year, and you know. But at the same time, I'm thinking like you know, there's really no way of knowing. You know, without you know, capturing 100% of the, you know, asking.
Sure.
You can do things like, you know, customer, basically, review cards.
Right.
You know,
speaking of review cards, you know, I know lots of chefs, lots of restaurant owners that absolutely detest the online system of rating restaurants.
Right.
Because there's no opportunity for feedback. For the most part,
right. I built a messenger bot that solves that problem.
Yeah.
Okay. So for one of my clients, what we do is, whenever they come in, there's a Wi-Fi system in that place, right? So they come in and if they want to use the public Wi-Fi, they come in and they use that public Wi-Fi.
Right.
In order to get there, they have to provide their email, and that subscribes them to the monthly newsletter that they get. At the same time, the very first thing they get sent out is a link that allows them to review the restaurant. So, and we ask them on, you know, 1 to 5, how was your experience? And then we have sort of immediate feedback if it was bad. So what we try to do is cut those things off before they end up in Yelp and Google, you know, reviews or Facebook or whatever. We want to cut those things off before they actually get to the point of going out and doing a review. We want to stop them before they, you know, yell to the world, "Wow, this place sucks."
Well, I took you down that rabbit path, but that's a great opportunity. But you were talking about a customer card, so that they could fill out on the spot. And
right, I just didn't want people to fall asleep at the wheel listening to me talk about messenger bots.
Yeah, right. So,
I mean, it's exciting stuff for me, but I realize I'm not normal.
messenger bots.
Right.
So the card, name, address, email, whatever.
Right.
What was your experience like? Mm-hmm. And how can we do better? Or, you know, how can we do worse? Or did you get value for whatever it is? Yeah, okay.
Right. But the card is one way to allow people to vent their frustrations if it was horrible. Gives the management a chance to call back and make it right. And what I've done is I've just built a system, an automated system that allows people for a QR code, for example, somebody could use their phone and click on a QR code, which would take them to a review. How was your experience 1 through 5 stars? And then it would say, if it was 1 through 4, we could say, what could we do to make it better?
Right.
Would you like a manager to follow up with you? The manager then gets that message right away, and they follow up with them immediately. So we just sort of automated the process. We took the comment card idea and just made it on Facebook Messenger.
All right, so we've talked about the first time, getting first-timers in, getting return guests mm-hmm. to come back to whatever that business or that restaurant is. And
that baby in the background didn't like my comment.
Yeah.
hear that on the...
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It lets people know that we're really alive and we're out and doing stuff. And you said before we went on mic that you had a third area that you help people, and that's buy more stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, number one is getting people in the first time. Number two is making sure they come back. And number three is getting them to buy more stuff. How can we get more people to buy more stuff?
Yeah.
Well, there are a couple things you can do. Number one, you can have competent servers who know what who know your menu back and forth. And the fact is that, you know, if you have somebody saying, "Look, I want 5 or 6 things that I want to be able to sell. I want to be able to upsell something, but not just upsell it for the sake of upsell it because it'll make the experience better for the person that comes in. If I have the world's greatest appetizer and a mediocre burger, and, you know, my chances of coming in are much greater because I've had that amazing, the world-class appetizer. They could say the main course was okay. Okay. The appetizer was great. The service was great. I'm coming back.
Yeah.
So what we've noticed is that if we're able to get 1 out of every 10 people just to buy an appetizer, then what we're trying to do is we're trying to create more of a system where all you have to, or you're basically trying to create a system for people in their mind. They're like, I go there for the appetizers. Their appetizers are amazing. So I want people to experience all of the menu before they leave. I want them to experience a vast majority of the menu before they leave. That way they have something to talk about. It increases the virality of their visit because they're talking to their friends. Wow, they had these amazing bacon-wrapped jalapenos that were, I mean, stuff with
blue cheese,
exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
And
so the other thing I would suspect is that when you're training people out there in the restaurant industry, closed questions, you know, probably aren't the best thing. You know, one of the things servers lots of times do is after the meal, they come up to the table and say, "Did we leave room for dessert?"
Yeah.
And the answer is,
it's always no. Right.
Yeah. So why not do something like, look, you may not have left room for dessert, but let me tell you what we've got on the menu tonight. That, you know, it's fresh baked blueberry pie with a scoop of vanilla, real vanilla ice cream on top. It is absolutely tremendous. Do you want to split a slice?
I'll bring a couple spoons.
Definitely.
I mean, there's so many missed opportunities, and one thing I always tell people is you need to assume the upsell. You absolutely have to assume that the upsell and what you're doing here is you got to make it easy for people to get that upsell. So what I mean is making it easy for people in terms of package deals. Let's say you have a burger, all your burgers on the menu. If you happen to order one of those burgers, all the apps are half off. If you're ordering them on their own, then they're sort of, and you might want to try that for a couple months and see if it works. Technically speaking, you're not going to lose more than $1 per appetizer. And the ones that are going to come in and order the appetizers anyway, they're not going to, you know, they're going to be appreciative. So,
so if you got a $3.95 bowl of breaded mushrooms,
right?
Okay,
and you know, walk around with a plate of those.
Oh yeah, and, so people
and just,
see
like,
it.
Just when you're walking around with a plate of those, and say, "We have this. Would you like to try it?" When you're a little bit slow, and a lot of these places might be too busy to walk around with appetizers, but chances are they're not. Chances
right.
are, I mean, so they could be like at 11:30 in the morning,
well, see,
right
some
before
of the fine,
lunch rush. They could be walking around with an appetizer,
right.
saying
some of the fine dining restaurants have been doing this for years. Years when it comes to they'll have a dessert cart. And they'll go around, you know, say, did you see this? Look at this. Yeah, I get it.
Do you know who does it a particularly awesome job of this kind of stuff? If you've ever ordered anything on your phone, like any sandwich or
no.
pizza or anything.
No. Well, pizza. Yeah.
I resisted this forever. I resisted this for a long, long time. And just because it just seemed weird. I don't want to put my credit card in somewhere. Like I'm thinking, but I went on my 8-year-old is in love with Chipotle, you know, the burrito
casual,
chain, right? And he always makes me order from Chipotle. And I, like, whenever we go out, he refuses to go to McDonald's. It's all Chipotle. So we always, you know, if we need something quick, we got to go, you know,
Chipotle.
And so the other day I was hanging around, like, waiting for one of my kids to get done with practice. And I got a call from my wife. She's like, oh, Abe wants Chipotle. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll order it. And I was just sitting in the car waiting for my kid to get done with football practice. And I'm ordering this. As I'm ordering this, the opportunities for upsell were over and over and over. I mean, it was like one after another. Do you want sour cream? That's like $1.50 more. But I'm not even thinking about it. I'm clicking yes. Like, you know, I don't even, it's not like something. So, you know, they say industry-wide, if you order online, the upsells are 30% greater what that tells us is that when you release the barriers and sort of make it easy for people to do the upsell.
That's the point, isn't it?
Yes.
Relieve the barriers.
Right. I don't want somebody to think, you were talking about the dessert, I don't want them to think in their mind, wow, no, I didn't leave room for dessert.
Right.
You know what that's telling me? The server doesn't want to serve dessert.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what that's telling me.
It is, yeah.
Or the server,
but they all
or
do
they're
it,
not
it
any
seems
good.
Like.
Or they're not any good,
yeah.
right?
But it seems like you get that question all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
Did we leave room for dessert?
Yes. Now, for dessert, we have this blueberry
right.
crumble. It's just amazing. You pour a little of this on it, and look, I promise you, you're going to leave here thanking me for letting you order this.
Letting you order this.
Why don't I just bring it out for you? Bring a couple spoons. Sound good? Right? Want some coffee? I'm going to bring some, you know, your coffee drinkers, bring some coffee along. All of a sudden, you have $15 more per
right.
per customer
right.
if you want it.
And everybody's happy.
And desserts are so cheap.
Are they
so,
really?
They're so cheap to make for restaurants.
Phil K. James, ladies and gentlemen, Marketing for Business. We spend a lot of time on restaurants, but yeah, I would suspect this would cross-sell into almost anything.
Can you imagine being an HVAC company, a heating and cooling company? And in talking to somebody about the difference between this pipe versus this pipe, this one will last you 15 years. This one will last you 5. And I know from my experience that this one, so it's $75 more, it'll last you 15 years. That's the kind of upsell that can work in other places. It's proving the quality of these things so that you make those decisions easy.
Good stuff, as always. Marketing for Business with Phil K. James. It is, you spend a lot of time on this, don't you?
Oh yeah, that's. I spend
this
all
is what
my
you
time
do.
Thinking about marketing.
How to, yeah, how to
game in a little bit and
anything
to gain a little bit of an edge for my clients. I try to work it out.
Good stuff.
So.
Good Milkshake Digital, ladies and gentlemen. Did I say digital? And here it is in the afternoon. We're not even in the sauce or anything. Good Milkshake Digital is his company. We will have links up on the radio blog. Thanks so much for doing this again, Phil. Appreciate
it. Hey, always a pleasure.
All right, Phil K. James, ladies and gentlemen, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for very much. What is
very
right?
Well,
you know, I need a coffee. Been up since 4 o'clock this morning.
Right. They're poor dogs.
I know. storms and dogs, it just doesn't work out so well. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby is in charge of sales and marketing. The voice of the business, I've got to get a new gig. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and for Phil K. James, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.